Last year, Milwaukee's public schools became a testing ground for a national program designed to reduce school violence. Under the Violence-Free Zone Initiative, specially trained youth mentors from the neighborhood walk the halls of local high schools, breaking up fights and diffusing potential violent situations. It appears the strategy has been working in the six Milwaukee high schools that have implemented the program. WUWM's Marty Michelson visited one of them as part of our series, Project Milwaukee, Youth Violence.
It's the noon hour at South Division High School on Milwaukee's near south side. It's one of the city's largest public schools, with more than 1,500 students. Many are Latino and African American. Fabiana Guzman is stationed outside the cafeteria, making sure the kids get to lunch on time and in an orderly fashion. The 31-year-old notices something as she walks past a couple of students.
I smell the aroma of marijuana, y'all.
Guzman calls for backup on her walkie-talkie.
Hey, Aviles, you want to come meet me over here at the boys' bathroom? You want to go in there? I know you can smell it. Anybody in there?
It's not in here.
No, it's not in there?
No.
Ooh, well, then it must have been the kids that were standing here.
Guzman says the smell of marijuana permeates the hallways as kids sneak outside or into a restroom to get high. But she's not just on the lookout for drugs. She's also trying to keep the peace in a school that knows it has a half dozen active gangs and even experienced a student being murdered there a few years ago. A couple of kids got in a fight and one student picked up the other and slammed his head into a wall, killing him. In an effort to prevent violence, Guzman holds mediation sessions among rivaling students. Those meetings occur several times a week in a quiet room behind the school cafeteria.
When we do our mediations, everybody is very respectful. We take turns speaking. We have to lay down the rules before we engage our mediation. It gets a little chaotic. Sometimes voices raise, tempers flare. But basically, this is the time for them to get whatever it is that they have on their chest off. So if you're angry, why are you angry? What's the reason? What's causing you to be upset?
Guzman also works one-on-one with at-risk students, guiding them on how to resolve conflicts at school and home without resorting to violence. One student she approached after noticing he had anger issues is 18-year-old Dimitri Johnson, a senior. He had been involved in fights, was active in a gang, and was on the verge of getting kicked out of school.
I was selling drugs at the time, and my mom was real depressed about it. But I did it for that month, and we could pay our rent, but I looked at it, all my guys getting locked up. So I don't want to follow the path of my pops neither, him being locked up in jail. So I decided to stop and just graduate from high school and do something constructive with my life.
Now Johnson's future appears bright. He's going to graduate next week and plans on enrolling in MATC's welding program. Johnson credits the Violence-Free Zone Initiative with helping him turn around his life. It simply interjected another caring adult into his school experience.
Yeah, I'm talking to Fabi now.
Of the six schools involved in the program, there's been more than a 20% reduction in violence during the first half of the school year. Those results are promising to the parent organization, the Center for Neighborhood Enterprise, a nonprofit based in Washington. Director Kwame Johnson attributes the success to the special bond at-risk kids form with youth advisors.
Young men and women who come from those same communities of the schools they're working in and also have faced some of the same challenges that the young people in the schools are going through and can speak to them from real-life experiences of ways they were able to avoid tough situations and succeed in life.
If you're wondering about Fabiana Guzman, who mentors students at South Division, she grew up as part of the only Hispanic family in a predominantly black neighborhood on Milwaukee's north side. She says she got involved in gangs as a teenager, and her parents shuffled her among several MPS schools, trying to keep her out of trouble. She eventually ended up at Homestead High in Mequon, where she says she was introduced to drugs. But at age 19, Guzman says she decided to turn around her life. As for the Violence-Free Zone Initiative she's now part of, it's been expanded to high schools in Washington, Baltimore, Atlanta, and Dallas. They have also experienced positive results and now consider Milwaukee's program their role model. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.